The psychologists talk about self-image, self-esteem. But the reason so many people struggle in this area is that their measure of who they are, or more importantly, who they think they ought to be, is inaccurate. It's distorted. What if there was a different way of figuring out who we really are? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome again to A Different Perspective, as I'm joined by a very special guest to chat about the idea of replacing our self-image with a faith image. Low self-esteem is ruining so many lives around the globe. Surely there must be a cure. Well, according to my guest, there is. A lot of people seem to struggle with their self-image or their self-esteem. You hear people talking about having low self-esteem. It's this sense that I'm not worth anything. I'm not as good as the next guy. I'm never going to be as good as the next guy. And there have been times in my life when I've struggled with that too. I distinctly remember in my younger years when I was becoming an accomplished pianist and musician, and all my mates were into sports and football in this sports-mad nation in which I live. I felt so worthless. They could run and jump and kick a ball and catch a ball, and hey, I wasn't good at any of those things. Never have been. You can imagine the jibes and the ridicule. It only got worse when I joined the army and found that I couldn't run as fast or as far as everyone else. Something I was almost kicked out of the Australian Army Officer Training Academy for only months before graduating at the end of 4 years. I remember this desire to be like everyone else, to be good at the things they were good at, and because I wasn't, I felt worthless. I'm joined again today on the program by my very special guest, Barry Chant, and this whole thing of self-image is something he tackles in his latest book, Living in the Image of God. Barry, welcome again to the program.
Thanks, Bernie. Great to be with you.
Hey, do you think that half the problem here is that the ideal image that the world dishes up, the thing that we should be, this kind of idealized stereotype of who we should be or what the world wants us to be, is distorted?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that. In fact, one of the newspapers recently published a very interesting photograph. It showed three models on the beach at Cronulla when they were sort of off duty. And the photo hadn't been touched up, and they did not look like models. They looked a bit of a spare tie around the waist of one of them, and the other one's looking a bit flabby. And you realise that before the photos, you usually go to the public. There's a bit of doctoring and airbrushing goes on to make them beautiful and ideal. And of course, that's how it is in the world. Everybody's image, the public image that's portrayed is one of always, it's the ideal perfect body or the perfect mind or the perfect whatever.
Healthy, wealthy and wise.
So you've got this kind of, this image of what the ideal person is like. And just by the way, that's one of the big problems with pornography, because it does the same thing. It presents, men and women who are just simply unreal.
Mm.
And, the women never get sick. They never have children. They always have a perfect figure. They never get tired. And of course, the average bloke's got a wife who isn't like that. She's a beautiful person, but she's got kids and she's got a house to look after and she can't live like that. So there's this kind of a false ideal. But having said all that, there is a positive ideal of the fact that whether we are beautiful physically or whether we're rich or what, nevertheless, we can still be beautiful in an ideal sense, and we can still be wholesome and well and make a very good contribution to society if we have an idea of what a good image really is.
Okay, let's talk about it. In your book, in tackling this whole self-image thing, you talk about developing a faith image. Now, I have to tell you, that's a term that most people wouldn't have heard of before. What do you mean by a faith image?
Well, the term self-image is very common.
Yeah.
But the problem with having a good self-image is you've got to start with a good self.
Well, I'm okay, Barry. What about you?
And in our honest moments, most of us realise that our self isn't all that good. We have a really good look at us, and I'm just talking about people generally. We all know that we've let somebody down, we've lost our temper, we've harboured bitterness in our hearts, or we've been lustful, or we've been selfish, or we've told lies, and we look back, we know that really ourselves are not that hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so having a good self-image is pretty difficult if you're honest with yourself, you know that yourself isn't the ideal. So the term faith image is one I actually picked up from an American evangelist named Oral Roberts, who died just 3 or 4 years ago and had a very big ministry in America. He used to use the term, and I've kind of borrowed it from him, which I have acknowledged in the book.
Mm.
What he's saying is, okay, if I look at myself as I am, I'm never going to have a good self-image. But if I look at myself by faith as how I am in Christ, and how I can be in Christ, that puts a very different thing, because then I'm looking not in my own heart, which is going to find some black spots and make some very big ones sometimes, but I'm looking at Christ and his goodness and his perfection, his great love, the fact that he died for us, the fact that he was buried and rose again for us. I look at all that, and the fact that he lives forever today and by his Holy Spirit can change us. I think, wow, then there is hope for me after all. I can be a new person. I can be different. And so by faith, I see myself in that light instead. And that just changes everything. So when I face difficulties and I feel like maybe I'm going to go under again, I say, hang on, by faith, I can do this. By faith, I'm a person who can overcome this. And so the world might look at me as a failure, but I say, no, by faith, I'm a success. And the world might say, I'm not able to contribute very much. And I say, by faith, I can contribute something significant. And the world will say, by faith, I don't have any talent. And I say, well, too bad. By faith, I'm still going to do something good for God and for people. So it gives us a whole new motivation. But it's not just motivation, because it's based on a reality that Jesus Christ is real.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. What's the reality of this faith image? Why isn't this just doublethink?
Well, because it's based on the reality, the fact that the Bible says when you become a Christian and you put your faith in Christ, that his Spirit actually lives within you. And so your image now is different, because you see yourself not just as you are, but as someone who now has the Spirit of God with them. So something has happened. You've become a new person. And so you look yourself in the mirror, you see a physical person there, but then you see there's something more. There's also the Spirit of Christ within you. And that Spirit of Christ within is what makes the difference. And you say, okay, by faith now, I'm putting my trust in the Spirit of Christ within me to enable me to be the kind of person I really want to be. This book, Living in the Image of God, is a revision of an older book, which you may recall, but the older book originally was called How to Live the Kind of Life You've Always Wanted to Live, which is too long a title anyway. Mm. The whole idea was, okay, most people want to live a really positive, good life. They'd love to do that, but most of us find we can't. And so what I tried to say in that book was, by faith in Christ, it is possible. You can live the kind of life your heart really wants you to live. That's living in the image of God.
Where does it say that in Scripture? Where can we find that in Scripture?
Oh, all over the place. But Jesus said that for a start. He said that I came that you might have life and have it abundantly, or live life to the full is another translation. Mm. So he specifically said he came to do that, to enable us to live life to the full, to live an abundant life. And the Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And look, he's not talking about making millions of dollars and everything. And when he says all things, he's actually talking about suffering. But he said, I can cope with it. Mm. I can cope with it. I can do anything through Christ. I can overcome any problem. I can deal with any setback through Christ. Again, it's not just mind over matter here. It's saying, because Christ is real, because his Spirit is real, because his power is within me, then I can do these things and I can live a positive, successful, fulfilling life that makes a good contribution.
Okay, so just quickly, because we're running out of time, there's someone listening today who's really struggling with their self-image right now. They've heard you talking about this. How do they go about it? How do they lay hold of the faith image?
Well, first of all, you've got to admit that you've made a mess of things, and that's hard to do. A lot of us don't like to admit that. But look, if you look at your life really honestly, then you say, look, I have made a mess of things, and it doesn't take too long to do that. The Bible calls that repentance. You repent of the things you've done wrong. You realize they're wrong. You change your way of thinking. You say, oh, God, I really messed that up. Second thing is you put your faith in Jesus, see, and just believe what the Bible says about him and what is historically established, that he was crucified, that he was buried, and he did rise again. And you put your faith in the fact that he's not a dead prophet, he's not an idol, he's not some vague philosophy, but he's a living Savior, a living person, the very Son of God, who overcame death, overcame the grave, who's alive today. And by putting your faith in him, you also can live a victorious life.
Barry, thanks for that. Hey, listen, if you'd like to know more, this is all in Barry's book. It's called Living in the Image of God, and the easiest way to get a hold of it is go to barrychant.com. I believe people can buy it there.
They sure can.
Barry, thanks for the time today.
Thanks.
Before we go, let me ask you this. Would you like to draw closer to God into a rich, intimate, dynamic relationship with Jesus? Do you want to live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you? Well, that's what our free daily e-devotional, Fresh, is all about. Words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. A short daily devotional to take you closer to God by getting you deeper in his word. God's word, Fresh, for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, christianityworks.com, and you'll see the fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is christianityworks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.